Welcome back to GTMSP episode 76. Well, today I'm going to talk about the topic of technology. So, technology is all around us. We use technology. I mean, right now, around my neck, guys, and my fellow fans who are listening to this hit podcast and episode, I have a neck fan around my neck, and that is done by technology. Also, I buy my old laptop, that's technology, and my electric keyboard, piano electric keyboard, that's also technology too. Also, I also have a hoverboard too, and that's also technology. But enough about that. Let's kind of scratch those out and never, ever, 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 ever ask it about it. Please, please, please. If you do, I'll find you. I'll hunt you down. And I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm messing with you. I'm just with you. But seriously, if you ever do try take anything from me, I will turn you to the police, just so you know. Anywho, technology, it's all around us, like I said a bunch of times in the other episodes. Technology is around us, but I think we covered a lot about technology. And I kind of want to go into a format and a loop to the point where technology comes into play. It will come into play most quite thinkingly. Knowing what I do and what it does can depend on what it is, or let's just say where it is. But the thing is, you gotta know how to qualify for something. Sorry about that, guys, it's just playing around with something. Anywho, but bear with me, guys. I am tired right now because it is 10:55, I think. It is right now, the time right now that I'm doing this is 10:56, almost 11. My brain is kind of shutting down because it needs some sleep, which I will get it. So, anywho, but I'll do the best I can with technology and such, and yes, we'll get multiple hosts on here to talk about those technologies and what it means and how we can communicate with it. And I don't know if it picks up down here or when I hold it up close, but it should pick up what I say and when I say it. So, doing that can require so many things that it doesn't need to be oblivious of it. I am talking to you guys quite a bit right now, and I need to deny myself, do this for YouTube, do this for podcasts, because they want you to hear you talk, not just watch, you do the game or hear silence when you do the podcast. And silence is not what I'm gonna give you guys. So I'm gonna clip you guys back on and hopefully, do something else. Then that means I need to talk a little bit quiet with dignity and a little bit louder than normal. Maybe like this. This is accurate. Knowing this is gonna be fun. Now, doing something with the power amongst other things, knowing what to do and, how to do it. And to do it, you need to kind of confirm and do stuff on how it is. And doing that, it can progress and demolish on what you do or say. Not that I intend it, but it will. And knowing that can kind of, pick up on it. So let's see what we can hold together for this episode of technology. So, how about coding? Let's jump right into coding. That involves technology, doesn't it? Of course it does. Coding involves technology. So, who here knows how to code? Because I know how to code quite frankly. Like, I know the ones, zeros, and all the coding that it takes to do a robot, to making a game, to making other things like real life technology, and knowing like all the above, kind of making it hybrid, more relegant to it, such as knowing what to do with it. And to do that, you kind of have to define the code from the base point to the original numbers to what you're coding and making, and then you build it, code it, put it together, and it will do what it's supposed to do, and then you can do all sorts of fun and interesting things. And to do that, you can do a lot of stuff, such as, like, you can do all sorts of similar kind of things to do, and to do that, you know what to do, and kind of live your life on it, and knowing that you can do things such as coding comes in so many forms, shapes, and sizes, and nothing. Okay, the coding that you will do and receive will be to the point of requiring for you to do, and it'll be to the point that will take you kind of step by step by step all the way to what is now, and knowing that it will take kind of a format of stuff, and knowing that you take it will reveal and will weave on so many things, and knowing that the code and on the logical note is kind of like 4.5 seconds of kind of like a time, and also it takes kind of more doable, and to do that you just have to kind of decode it and recode it to the point where it kind of makes sense. And when you code things, it takes about like 5 to 6, 7 seconds, or maybe longer to decode something. Or if you want to code something to make something, then you have to put in with that exact same one, order to kind of backtrack it to the point where it kind of makes it so it can do what it's supposed to do, but also kind of come back and make it into its placement, order for it to work, and knowing that it can kind of come back once it is there. But coding stuff can take time and can take figuratively a lot of time, and to do that it can do a lot of stuff, and you have no idea how much time you could put in to coding. And once you learn, it takes you quite somewhat hard time to to decode. With decode, you kind of have to use the right amount of max numbers and acronyms so you can get it right. If you get it wrong, the thing won't work, and you end up doing something you will regret. But once it is done and it's coded, you can play your game app, whatever you code, and play around with your robot, and kind of make something that can accelerate or generalize what you do and how you do it, and to the remembrance of something that is quite thinkically something that's awesome, but in reality, it's all awesome. Alrighty, well then, I guess it's time for a segment, guys. Alrighty, this segment I'm gonna call, you guys ready for this? Okay, this segment I'm gonna call, for those who know how to code, what is your favorite way to code? My favorite way to code is either by video games or robotics. That is my favorite way to code. And I've done that in high school, so it's quite interesting, and frankly, it is amazing and wonderful. So it is awesome, and I love it. And it's just a really cool thing to do and learn. that was a segment called that I love to call Which Coding Is Your Favorite? So, knowing things like this can take time and take a lot of time to develop and move on forward, other than step back and do things, and kind of will kind of consider it to be more absorbable than not, or will not, you know, be located and visualized on what it is. Alrighty. Well, alright, let's do it. Okay. Alright. Here's the second segment. The second segment is, here it goes. Second segment is, what's your favorite, thing to play around with that someone else has coded for you to play with? Okay, let's see, I'll go my, let's see, one of my favorites I like to play is video games that people like to code, that people have coded. I love playing video games that people code for me and create them and make it so I can actually play them. Well, it's the end of the world that we know of today. Video games, trying to think. It's so hard because there's so many things and things to choose from, okay? And one of the things is to know on how you do something, what, where, and when you do it. And then you do it right when you do it. Let's see, another thing is that I like to play around with, and that song has code. So games is one of them. I think that's it. I can't quite think of any other things that toys! Like robots and animatronics, things like that I like to play around with that people have coded. Those I really enjoy, you know, playing with. So yeah, that's the segment. There's a segment that I like to call, what is your favorite thing to play that other people have coded? Alrighty. So, there's a, kind of like a higher chance and higher rate that when you code, you can move forward or backwards in coding. And to do that, you kind of have to take steps and baby steps to move forward in order to get to and progress and know what to do and what to say. And knowing that you can make sure that it is quite, you know, vigilant on how it is and what it is, and kind of take it step by step and move up the ranks and move up while you can. Alrighty guys, I'll be back right after the break. If you guys are looking to go to a place where you can buy something less, buy something for you or for your family, or if you are now looking for a costume or pieces to costumes and you don't want to spend a lot of money and you're hoping to spend less money, and also you're looking for a place to donate stuff, go to the DI. That is a good place to go to. Because a lot of workers work there and they make sure you get what you need. They send out so many things that it's unbelievable, and you can go to the DI either in American Fork or in Saratoga Springs to get yourself some Halloween costumes or other things you may want to see and buy. And matter of fact, there's one that works there now. Thank you, Mysterious Voice. Yes, I work at the DI. The DI is one of the kind, it's not one of the kind, there's multiple DIs almost in a lot of places, but this one is at the Springs, like you said, and in America Fork. And I think there's gonna be multiple builds elsewhere. But he's right, we do have a lot of stuff. We have Halloween costumes, we also have clothing, women's clothing, men's clothing, even children's clothing. We have toys, collectibles, technology. We got quite a bit of stuff. So, and shoes and books. So comment down if you want a book, shoes, clothes if you're a man or a woman or a child. We got it for you. Or if you want toys or bags or a lunchbox or wallet or purse or some yard stuff or the mystics, we got it. And yes, like you said, there is a place where you can go and donate, and that's DI. All you have to do is find the closest DI that you that's near you. You want to make a donation, make it right where you want it to be, and you make it. So you can do what is you want. So yeah. Anyways, like I said, go to find the ASDI. Know the time when the donation slot is open. Go to and donate stuff that you really don't need and don't want anymore. And the DI, which I humbly work at, will lovely take some of those things that you'll donate and see if some of them are worth sending through, and we'll send it through for other people to buy. And you are making a change in this world. Also, another thing is general conference coming up for those who are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I hope you guys are gonna watch and listen to general conference, because it's Gwydion, and I'm excited for it. And I'm excited to hear what they say, and I'm excited for new temples to be announced. Maybe it might somehow have to be signed out because two people are not going to be there, and one of them is President Nelson. But I'm pretty sure that he has something else coming for him for the temple announcements. And I don't know when that'll be or where that'll be. I'll be somewhere and to the due times. So you guys know how much we do. And also, you may know me as Easter Creativity on my YouTube channel. Also, I am looking for a sponsor for my podcast and YouTube channel, so I can sell all your stuff, or I can make my merch on something that I could sell off myself without any content and concernment of doing what it is required to do than to take it in on what it is. So, yeah, there you go. The DI, General Conference, and many other things yet to come. Also, the reason why I talk about Halloween costumes at the DI is because Halloween's coming up. Yes, the Halloween is finally coming up, and it's gonna be Halloween soon. So, the holidays are coming up. And you're looking to get stuff for them? We got them at the DI. And now, I will turn it back. Now, I will turn it back to the mysterious voice.
Well, thank you. Yes,
like he said, DI and
General Conference
and many others
is the way to go.
So get up there. Get those things and do what you want to do and do what you love.
And now we return back to the episode.
Alrighty, so we know that with coding, it kind of falls back and pushed back into what we know. And what we know of can later be what we are referring to, and knowing what we do in time. And whether that timeline can be, you know, pointing back or moving forward, it kind of takes what it wants and moving happily to where and whenever it feels like it pushing or pulling it kind of to its location.
So with coding, the coders do a lot. I've coded in my life, and sorry about that guys, and I did a lot. So I'll check something.
I've done a lot, and I'm pretty sure other people who have coded have done a lot too. So we've all done a lot. We've done our share. We've done a lot, and we love to code. But coding can take time, and it can be very difficult, and it can be very, very and really hard to do. Another thing is, you got to remember what it is you are doing and what it is you got to learn how to do it in a way of knowing that it is kind of
to the resemblance of what clean is to what it will be. Alrighty, let's go to another segment. And this segment, I like to call, and there's one more after this one. One more segment after this one. This segment is, I like to call, is, you ready guys? The segment that I like to call is gonna be called, and I love when I say this, and I know you guys love it too. Here's a segment I like to call, the segment I like to call is Who Here Has Done Who Here Has Done Coding in High School? I have done coding in high school. I did it for game development and robotics. I did it with both. With robotics, I did with a robot where I had to count code to make it turn left, right, go straight, and then go back. So forward, right, left, backwards. Kind of like in a format of how it usually is. Learning coding in a video game, it was quite different. I took game development in high school, and so that was quite fun. And the way I learned was through Unity, which is a good way to do it. So I learned through Unity. I learned the basics, I learned how to use Unity, I learned how to create and craft kind of a point onto Unity, to the point where it kind of makes it kind of so that your game is put on other devices, so that not only can you play it on one, but you can play it on multiple devices and kind of seeing what it is you want to accept to the point where you don't want to accept. And kind of, doing things like that is what it was kind of like. And the same thing with robotics. Robotics is fun. Game development was fun. But coding them and doing them was actually quite easy. I understood it, and I got the coding right. And yes, I did work with other people and do things like that with coding, so we knew what we were doing and what we were getting ourselves into. That was the segment that I like to call. Have you or did you or whatever it is I said, which you guys probably knew. Did you do coding in high school? And to fall back onto that is kind of wonderful and a way to develop and push yourself forward in coding. And coding, it can kind of backfire on you, but it can also demolish you and help you in so many ways that it kind of takes you by surprise and kind of
follows and formats you and switches you from whatever point of view you're doing it from and on, and kind of where you are locating and referring to what you know and how you do it with what you do and how you do it. Knowing that can be quite frequently, and pushing yourself forward, like I explained before, is a possible and exceptional way to do it while you code, and to do that you know how to actually make it on the realistic way, or to make it on the way that you want it to be. And to do that, you kind of have to push through or push forward, and kind of have to alternate what it is you want to do. Alrighty, so here's another segment that I like to call segment trademark, you know what I mean? So here's another segment that I like to call, what's my takeaway? Like I said, it's a trademark segment, whatever you like to call that one. But what's my takeaway? My takeaway from coding is I will take away all the things I have learned in high school and all of the coding that I've learned throughout this podcast and episode. I will take with me on that coding can be difficult and really strong forward. But kind of step back. That will be my takeaway. So within that format, it kind of can considering it to the base and to do it. Like that. And so that's the segment called What's My Takeaway? And so to push forward can kind of take a step back first before you keep it going forward more, and to actually get where you want to be and learning how to code and taking it nice and easy and kind of balance things out, it can develop you and other people's ways to know what you are going through and what you're doing in your lifetime and lifespan of what is you want to do or what is you're hoping to do. And to do something can be fulfilling on what is you want to what is you don't. And to do that, you kind of have to backtrack and demolish and kind of take it nice and easy and take it forward and go up and down and kind of backtrack on what you learned and research and relearn everything that you know on coding and other stuff. And that will take you and responsibly take you to what you need to know and how you need to do it and where you need to do it with, and therefore it can make it so others can be guided with what you want to do and how you want to do the things. So
That is one thing to learn. You can do so many things with coding. It is one heck of a ride, and it is wonderful just to learn how to code. So, if you guys like this episode and you want to listen to any more like it, and listen to many others, then go. Then go to my other episodes that I've recorded and are there for you. And there you will find other episodes I've talked about, from technology to science to Minecraft to Pokemon to music and things like that. So yeah, like there's other episodes you guys can listen to and react with. But if you don't like talking in the middle of the podcast, if you won't get multitask into that, and you can't really listen to something and can't hear, then I suggest when you interact, pause it, interact, then I'll pause it. Once again, guys, thank you guys so much for all your support and your willing on my YouTube channel and my podcast. It means a lot to me that you guys are putting your hard work and effort into doing things like this and knowing on where and when you guys come from and how you put your lives in what you want to do. So yeah, once again, guys, thank you guys so much for listening to this here podcast, and I will see you guys, and I will catch you guys on the flip side.